News, I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of people, including fighters from the Islamic State group, are said to have evacuated their last foothold in eastern Syria, the village of Baghouz. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 150 people, IS fighters, have surrendered. That's according to Reuters. This comes after U.S.-backed Syrian fighters said they were forced to slow their advance because the extremists are using civilians as human shields. Rescuers are sifting through rubble for the dead and wounded after two back-to-back tornadoes touched down in the U.S. southern state of Alabama. Authorities say the storm killed at least 23 people. The storms inflicted their worst damage on Lee County, Alabama, destroying numerous homes and businesses. The sheriff there, Jay Jones, spoke to WSFA-TV.
We're talking several miles that it traveled on the ground. The damage is significant. I would put it into category of catastrophic.
More than 50 people were reported injured, and the death toll is expected to rise. Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido called on the Venezuelan people to take to the streets Monday to coincide with his planned return after touring Latin American allies. Guaido issued the call on his Twitter account Sunday before leaving Ecuador. He's expected to reach Caracas Monday, where he said he does expect to be arrested upon his return. Guaido used his authority as head of Venezuela's National Assembly to invoke the Constitution to declare President Nicolas Maduro's leadership illegitimate because of election fraud. He declared himself interim president. Four Americans and a Kenyan pilot have died in a helicopter crash in northwestern Kenya. The aircraft crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday. This is VOA News. Qatar's foreign minister Monday claimed a successful conclusion of negotiations his country is hosting between the United States and the Taliban in order to find a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani said Doha will continue to play its role in coordination and consultation with international partners to achieve Afghan peace.
We appreciate everyone's role in bringing peace and stability to Afghanistan, because we believe that this is the benefit of everybody. At the end, the result and the peace cannot be brought by force or by war. It have to be brought by a peace talks.
Al Thani held a joint news conference with visiting Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Lavrov reiterated Moscow's backing for the Afghan peace effort. This is the first time a top Qatari official has publicly commented since the U.S. initiated peace dialogue with the Afghan insurgent group beginning late last summer. Longtime Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika said Sunday that he would not serve a full term if elected again in April, as protests against his intention to run for another term continued. Bouteflika's campaign manager Abdelghani Zalane said the president will call for new elections within a year if he won a fifth term. The campaign manager spoke to the media after submitting the 82-year-old's papers to confirm his bid for April's election. Rallies in the streets of cities across Algeria began roughly 10 days ago when Bouteflika announced his intention to run again. British opposition politicians are accusing Prime Minister Theresa May of trying to bribe them into voting for her Brexit deal. AP correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
The government announced a $2.1 billion package of funding over several years to help regenerate rundown communities. Many are in areas of England represented by the opposition Labour Party, and the move is being seen as a bid to win support from their lawmakers for May's withdrawal agreement with the European Union. Britain is due to leave the EU on the 29th of March, but Parliament has so far rejected May's deal, raising the prospect of a chaotic, economically damaging departure from the bloc. Zaria Shakili, London.
We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.